Well, the Brisbane Lions, they come to town this weekend. They take on the Fremantle Dockers, and some improved performances from the Lions. We'll be hoping to see a similar performance here over in the Western. Brisbane Lions senior assistant Danny Daly joins us on the program now. Good morning, Danny.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Thanks for holding the line. We really appreciate that.
Thanks for playing the
French
song.
Always a nice one to play. Hey, Danny, as you mentioned, it haven't been played, but it's certainly improving. I thought last week your game against Adelaide showed that the team is starting to head in the right direction.
Yeah, look, we're on the right track, mate. The win-losses aren't great at the minute, but the reality is we're a pretty young side and we've got some injuries for our senior players. So it's my first year at the club and I do the stoppages and all that. So the biggest thing for me is about educating the boys about structure and playing roles. And you know, for 60-70% of the games, we're going really well, but we just drop away, you know, 25-30, which is hurting us at the minute. But, you know, the signs are good, mate.
What's that? Is that just inexperience that causes them to drop away? Or is it not fitness?
You could argue that it's fitness. You could argue that it's a lot of things. But and you don't want to use excuses for young players, but I think the inexperienced group can't handle the pressure that's put on them when a side start getting a run on against us. It's probably been 3 or 4 games there. Sides have got on top of us around stoppages and in general play, and we haven't been able to combat the momentum in footy, which is a big thing. Also, I think the group hasn't really been, I suppose, challenged much in terms of structures and roles and playing to this sort of structure that I'm trying to implement at the club. So it takes a bit of time for the boys to get around. But also, you know, we're a very young leadership group as well, and we don't have a lot of great leaders out on the paddock. And obviously with Rocky out, it's makes things a little bit difficult, but you don't want to make too many excuses. We're just probably not good enough at the minute.
Danny, I know that a lot of players obviously have left the past few years, so it has been that rebuilding phase, but I've been really impressed with the players that you recruited, and I thought 3 of the 4 really stood up last week. Dane Beams had the 31 touches with 4 tackles. Mitch Robinson had 25 with a goal. Stephen Martin, another 25 as well, and he's been brilliant since moving up from Melbourne. And Christensen was a little bit quiet, but his impact throughout this year has been vital as well in the way that he uses it. So the recruiting department doing a great job.
Yeah, they are, and those guys get a bit frustrated because they're not winning, but, you know, Beams has had an outstanding year. I don't think people understand how hard it's been to shoulder the load around the midfield and how well he's gone. And the other 3 boys, as you mentioned, is, you know, if we had the best of Paris now, they're probably 4 in the top 6. So we've done very well in recruiting guys from other clubs who, you know, aren't necessarily old, but they've come in and had a little bit of experience for us. And what they give around the club as well to our young blokes has been terrific as well. So we're not seeing the results this year, but I think another big pre-season and hopefully another good couple of recruits next year, and you'll find we'll be a lot more competitive. And also, you know, getting Rocky back for hopefully a full season, and Pierce Hanley and, you know Merritt, that's, Daniel Merritt, that's certainly going to help us as well.
One player that West Australians have followed is Daniel Rich. I mean, he's had injuries, he's come back. The role and the importance of him within your side.
He's such a penetrator of the game that he's we haven't got too many of those in our side. So, you know, he's been a little bit up and down this year. He's obviously come off a knee reconstruction, and you know, sometimes it takes them 12 months to regain their full, you know, fitness and form. But you know, we're going to take some responsibilities as a coaching group as well. Like, he started off across half back and had a good few weeks, and then, you know, when Rocky got injured and we had a couple of other injuries, we threw him in the midfield and threw him forward, and we haven't really given him time to settle in one position. So we made a decision last week on the back of having a chat with him that we're just settling down across half back and enabling him to get that position right and get some run for us off half back. And now if he needs to pinch hit in the midfield later in games, we can do that. But he's such an important player to us just because of his penetration. So hopefully he finishes off the season really well for us. And again, he just needs another big pre-season leading into next year.
Brisbane Lions senior assistant Danny Daly joining us on the program to discuss the match against Fremantle. You mentioned your skipper, and I don't think anybody can question how courageous he is. Obviously, he rushed back after those rib injuries. We do a segment here during the week, Heat and Shine, and the amount of shine that he got for the effort, putting the team first and wanting to come back in. But we're seeing at the moment as well, skippers and players do that are trying to be almost pushed back. The likes of a Joel Selwood saying, hey, you have to start putting yourself first. At Brisbane, we've seen Jonathan Brown do that before. Is there a time we have to say, look, Tom, we know how much you want to get back, how much this team means to you, but you've got to look after yourself first?
Yeah, it's a good call, and we've probably done that this time with his injury. Like, he could probably almost play this week, but we made a decision in line with our medical staff, and obviously Tom's not happy about it, but, you know, we just got to take the full 4 or 5 weeks, because the reality is that's how long it takes to get over, you know, not only broken ribs, but he had a punctured lung as well. So if we had our time again, we probably wouldn't have rushed him back. But given the circumstances, we're not rushing him back because he would have ran out anyway, even if we hadn't put him. But I think he's starting to realise as well that there's no value to the team unless he's, you know, fully fit. And it's great that he wants to get out there, but we've just got to be a little bit smarter about making sure we don't get players out too early, especially those sorts of injuries.
Well, the task doesn't get any easier coming across here to Perth to take on Fremantle, does it? I mean, how do you... Well, I suppose the first thing, how do you stop Sandilands?
Oh, God, you can't really. It doesn't help with Steph Martin beat out either this week. Up till Monday night, we probably had a good plan in, you know, probably double teaming their two rucks, like Richmond did a couple of weeks ago with, you know, Vickery and Marrick, but... now that runs out, we haven't actually got another ruckman to bring in, although ruckman are injured. So I think we're just going to have to get, you know, another Western Australian boy, Lewenberger, just to do the best he can around the grounds with him, and also try and compete at ground level. Like, obviously, they're outstanding with their hit-to advantages, and, you know, Fife and Neil and Mundy are three major clearance players. So probably more about, we've got a session with the middies today, just about where they hit it and where they run around stoppage and trying to compete in that area more so than in the air with Sandilands, because it's just too hard. And the other factor is, like, there's such a good defensive side. One of our biggest things this week is trying to get the ball inside 50. I think last year Brisbane had 19 inside 50s against them. So you've got to be able to break 30, 35 against them to give yourself a chance on the scoreboard. So it'll be more about our ground ball stuff around stoppages and contested positions, and also trying to... find ways to get the ball inside 50 and put them under pressure.
Danny, obviously the game hasn't happened yet and strange things happen in our amazing game of football, but if it goes the way that the bookies have got it with Fremantle, the red-hot favourites, do you let your players learn? Do you sit down and you know, throughout the match say, you know, this is how hard you have to run to be the top side, this is where you have to go, this is the ball movement you need? Do you learn off sides like this when you have matches against the top teams?
Absolutely you do, mate, and it's interesting to say that. Like, we had a match committee yesterday and we spoke about a couple of players, like, that whether you tag Fife or Mundy or Neil, and, you know, the reality is that you can tag them all, but is that teaching our players how to best learn? Some say it is, some say it isn't, but, you know, we've got some young midfielders that we'll just put on them head-to-head, and, as you said, like, just learn how they work around stoppage and learn how they spread defensively and offensively and learn how they block and release for each other, which we've got to get a lot better at. So we'll go head-to-head probably a little bit and just get our boys to try and learn and educate themselves about how hard it is to become a good side and what you need to do and what the good sides do. So that's probably what we'll do this weekend, I would have thought, rather than, you know, double teaming blokes and playing four or five blokes on different guys. Just getting our boys to learn.
Danny, I think we can all see that Brisbane are taking a step in the right direction, obviously not helping with injuries at the moment, but we really look forward to seeing you guys come across here and playing in the West. Best of luck to your side and for everybody, and thanks for coming on this morning.
Pleasure, boys, and footy's good in Perth at the minute, isn't it?
We're smiling for once. Danny.
Better than in Queensland, let me tell you.
Yes, very different at the moment, mate, but we all know the swing certainly.
We won't ask you about that.
Appreciate the call this morning, Danny.
Have a good day.